Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's happening, family?
What's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and I am joined by my co-host, my wife, my friend. Go on, introduce yourself.
A-N-G-E-L-O, I love you as well. I'm the host with the most, here to serve you jam and toast. Welcome to our show. I like that little jingle I gave y'all. I am Angel. Look at you. Look at how you look at me with all that love in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Like
intense love.
I know. Baby, the cameras are rolling. The live stream is going. And if you're watching us, thank you. This is our weekly podcast that me and my husband of almost 18 years have been doing for a very long time. It's a weekly podcast. You can watch it on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV, or you can listen wherever podcasts are found. We are a podcast where we tackle a lot of different topics. It is really just a conversation between a married couple on those different conversations and different topics. So trust and believe, we're going to cover stuff that you didn't think we were going to cover. And then sometimes we're not going to talk about the stuff that you want us to talk about, but we're going to have a good time regardless. And we might just argue. So regardless. Buckle up. Regardless. But what's so great about this is not just that me and him get to have a conversation. We also are having a conversation with some of our very, very beloved followers and supporters. We call them our immediate family. They are people who have decided to support our podcast via a Patreon subscription. For the low, low of $5, you can watch us do this show live and have a conversation with us live during this podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing right now. They up in here. They done said hello. We done seen them up in here. And if y'all want to be up in here with us, come on over.
Somebody thought you said German toast.
Is that a such thing? Is there German toast?
Who said it?
Is there German toast? A Jamaica beauty?
Jamaica beauty. Hey, that's the family. That's what happens.
So you can join our Patreon for $5 at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also have three amazing sponsors. Why is it
that's going up there with who's Jacqueline?
No, it's it sounds like you said who's Jackie, but you could have said Jacqueline. We also have three amazing sponsors: Photo Booth Supply, because baby, we about to show you how to make some shmoney over the summer. Better Help, because we're trying to get you better health, mental health, okay? And Shopify, because baby, we got businesses that we running and you need the platform to run it on. I'll tell you more about those later on in the podcast. Yeah.
Little do most people know, it was Who's Jacqueline. Angel retold the story as Jackie.
It's funny regardless. Who's Jackie, though, is easier to type. Jacqueline, you got to say
Jacqueline, you got to figure out if it's a Y or I.
Yeah, we ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
No, the joke fits
is
well
it
with
CK,
who's Jackie.
Is it 2C? You never know.
2C's? Oh, my God, that would be terrible. You just don't know if there's a Q, U.
All of that. You just switch it up.
No. Who's Jackie works?
Regardless. I work with the Jacqueline. Was it the last job I was at? The one before that? And them, there was, I think it was a number or two in there. I had never seen, I could not figure out that woman's name to save my life on paper.
But you know my sister's name is Jacqueline.
I know that.
And it's not with no, what is it? Y. That's what I know. It's not with no Y.
No, hers ain't, is it?
No. J-A-C-Q-U-E. No, is it a E?
See, you don't even know.
It's hard to do when you're not looking at it.
It is. I was looking at this woman's name.
Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
And they were like, oh, yeah, that's Jacqueline. I was like, oh, they were like, yeah.
Even though my mother says Jacqueline. So there's three syllables instead of two. Not Jacqueline.
We consider the source, but it's okay.
No, her name is Jacqueline. It's three syllables.
Is it?
Yes, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Y'all family. How you doing?
That is a common name. Jacqueline is a common name.
I ain't never heard of Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jackie is short for Jacqueline. I'm doing good. I am. I'm doing good. Got to sleep in a little bit today because you got to take the kids to school. Plan on getting some other stuff done today because I don't have to shoot after this. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And all my programming with all the organizations that I'm in is about to finally come to a halt for the summer.
So what you going to do? What you going to sign up to do while that's on pause?
You.
No, you ain't.
Okay, if you don't want me to.
These is on pause, so let me go on.
If you don't want me to.
Chair on the committee of these four organizations until they come back. It's just the 3-week overlap, but I can handle that.
Shut up. I told you what I was going to do. You.
You ain't going to ask me how I'm doing?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm definitely
not. You don't respect me.
I want to do what you do.
I am.
how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Gucci. I feel good, y'all. I've been on my health kick. Been eating clean.
Are you nervous? Slender. Or excited about going to see your physician?
Nah, I don't give a shit. Look, if I don't have the results of a superhero, I'm going to say,
you know what?
I didn't say it. I'm going to say, forget it.
No.
I'm going to say forget it and go back to doing what I was doing. That's all it is. That's what it is. Nah, I ain't nervous. I'm just trying to see what it is. But I feel good, though. I've been working out. Look, y'all, I shaved off all my chest hair and back hair, and now I can see my cuts, okay?
You have
cuts is here.
Tommy, how far you want to go?
Cuts.
How far
cold
you
cuts. I ain't got to go no further. I'm going to keep working out, but whatever happens. I wasn't doing it for cuts. I was just trying to – I don't like feeling like I'm not in my full potential, like physically.
Mm.
So that's the main reason, you know, I'm always working out. Because like, if I go pick up something that is usually easy, and if I'm struggling, I'm like, now, come on. Mm. This can't be good.
Never. This can't be the life that I'm living now.
And not because I'm trying to. I'm actually lifting – heavier on a lot of things mm-hmm. than what, you know, I usually do. Specifically stuff that I use body or stuff you can do with body weight. Like I do the lat pull down machine mm-hmm. in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I go do some pull-ups, pull-up game is ridiculous, right? Because I done lost weight.
Yeah, so you're not pulling up as
much. And I'm stronger. Dips, I have a belt that I tie weights to hang on my waist when I do dips. I done had to start adding weight to that.
You put more weight on yourself to do pull-ups yet?
Not. I might be able to. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I told the people how you said I'll never lose weight.
I did not say that.
Yes, those were your exact
words.
She's
taking it out of context.
No, I told them the context.
It's all way out of context.
No, I told them the whole context.
I didn't say that.
You said, get rid of the jump box.
We don't need that jump box.
No. But let me get to the point. You said, get rid of the jump box. I said, I'll start jumping on it again once I lose a little weight. You said, baby, you're not going to ever lose any weight.
Hearing it is hilarious. That's not what I said. That's not how the conversation went. Anyway.
You said you're not going to lose any weight. He said, you said you 40, you about to be 45. Baby, by the time you 50, you're going to be like, you know what? F it. This is me. This is my body.
You already said that's what you're going to do.
No, but Marcus, that didn't mean that I was never going to lose weight.
You didn't let me finish, though.
I did.
You didn't let me finish.
What was you going to add? Biggin? Is that what you had?
I was going to say, because you are very confident and you don't need to lose weight.
And you think that makes it what makes it better?
I don't know.
That's what he said. He said, you just going to be the size you are. That's it. All right. Keep on.
Prove me wrong.
I'm going to get bigger. I'll be like, uh-huh. You see
look,
that?
The frustration was, look, y'all, I need a leg press machine. Trying to clear out space in the garage. Some of the stuff is mine. Some of the stuff is Angel's. But one of the things that's taking up the most space is this damn foam jump box that Angel got to jump on.
And I was using it at one point.
She used it for about a month.
No, I used it more than that. Lies. With my other trainer, we used to use the jump box all
the
time.
Ain't got that trainer no more. This jump box is just taking up way too much space. Two, me at 40, you shouldn't be jumping on no damn boxes. That's high impact. Stop that. Stop it. That's going to be ankle and knee issues. You don't need to be doing it.
I don't know why you think everything's going to tear up your ankle and knee.
So I was like, look, we can get rid of, we don't need this goddamn jump box, and leg press would actually benefit us. I just need a little 33 by 80 little section. That's all I need. Everything else can stay. Just move that stuff. That jump box got to go, because like right now it's a shelf for CDs.
Because he keeps putting stuff on it.
That's why, because I'm putting stuff on it.
Because I'd be jumping.
No, you wouldn't be. Because you ain't where you want to be to jump.
I would try to jump.
And then you would mess something up. So we doing you a favor by getting rid of this damn jump box.
If we put a mat out, I can jump it. If I fall, at least I have the mat to follow. I need a mat.
You think
anyways.
A little thin 16th inch thick mat is going to help you from that concrete?
Not a 16-inch thing.
Oh, you want to get a big-ass gymnasium mat to put down? See, this is what happens. Y'all know Angel's a hoarder.
No, I'm not.
Angel don't like throw stuff away.
If I'm a hoarder, he's a whore.
Okay. Regardless, you don't like throw stuff away. I'm clearing out space. But anyway, we usually kick this off with one of two segments this podcast. It's one is In My Feelings, is talk about what's got us feeling good, what's got us feeling some type of way. The other is Tanksley Pride, where we talk about one of our four boys, all of our four boys, any combination thereof. We will do In My Feelings this week. Or did you want to do Tanksley Pride?
It's whatever. We'll
do In My Feelings. So,
well, before I tell you what's got me in my feelings, I want to have you in your bank account, okay, with our first sponsor. Listen, it is, as you all know, we're heading into the summertime, and we're in the springtime, and in the springtime right now, y'all already know what season it is. It's wedding season, okay? People are getting married, and probably at everybody's wedding these days, you're going to know they got a photo booth, okay? Because that's one thing we didn't have a long time ago, and now we need it now. Yes, a photo booth. And they're at everything, not just weddings. They had birthday parties. They had every major fundraiser. Turns out owning a photo booth business is one of the fastest growing ways to make great money. And Photo Booth Supply Co. makes it easy, even if you've never owned a business before. Weddings, parties, corporate events, photo booths are a must-have for every party. And with Photo Booth Supply Co., you'll get the hottest photo booths, step-by-step guides, and expert one-on-one coaching to help you get up and running fast. And get this, Photo Booth Supply Co. top earners make over six figures a year. Whether you're looking for a side hustle or ready to build a full-time business, now's the time to start. Summer is the busiest season. For a limited time, Photo Booth Supply Co. will give you their Quick Start program for free, loaded with all the resources you need to launch your business and make money this season. Curious how much you can make by running your own photo booth business? Check out their free profit calculator at photobooth.com/argue.
Argue.
That's photobooth.com/argue.
Argue.
Photobooth.com/argue.
Argue.
I'm serious. I think I want to get a photo booth. For real, for real. I think we can make some money.
Where are we going to put that in the meantime?
When we get the bigger storage unit, we'll put them in there. Listen, you laughing, and then we start making this money, you'll be like,
girl, we need three more photo booths.
Exactly. So listen, we all might be having photo booths. Like,
so you know, I need me another pickup truck. I saw this F-350.
If we make
it 3500,
we making this good type of money. I surely would let you get a pickup truck just to be able to take these to and fro.
And I want a 3-wheel trailer.
You already got one.
That little bitty trailer. Angel thought I was. Are you done with this ad?
Yes, I'm done with the ad.
So yeah, I took my. Hold on. We gonna no. It's a conversation. But go ahead and tell them what's got you feeling some type of way.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Because we care.
You care about me?
Of course.
What's got me feeling some type of way is that my husband said I'll never lose weight. He said it.
No, I didn't.
He said it. No, what's got me feeling some type of way is that I'm not on my schedule. Okay, not on my schedule the way I should be. Yeah, that in my house is a mess. I was trying to clean the shower this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, go ahead. I'm the cleaning the house. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because them people, when they coming?
No, what I want to do, look, y'all, we don't know how much these people going to cost because.
We got to clean up the house before they come.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't going to clean the house. We're going to hire them one people that be cleaning the house before and after our parties. Uh-huh. They're going to come. And then we're going to let it get not back to where it is now.
No, we're going to let it be where it's at. And to have the people, as the people are leaving that just cleaned the house, the people who going to come give us a quote need to come in.
All right, so we got to schedule them and then ask them.
Okay.
But we're a little nervous about the price because the house that they clean that we know of is they connected to a lot of money. Like an endless amount of money. And we know them people. So we was like, well, you can't charge us. We don't know.
Yeah.
They may not even know who they connected to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't got rid of the ladies who were cheap. But they were hiding the stuff. They weren't cleaning.
Oh, my God. She asked Angel. You said she seen it like, oh, when are you going to hire us back? I've been like, shut up, lady. Don't talk to me.
I would never say that.
Pushing the damn broom.
Well, Marcus is supposed to be for Mother's Day. Okay. Huh? For Mother's Day, uh-huh. Marcus's gift to me didn't show up. So I said, don't worry, get me an organizer once I'm ready to get some stuff organized. Right? You remember that?
I thought I was going to send you to. Oh, you want both?
No, I told you, don't send me to.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't know about the organizer thing.
Yeah, because.
Okay.
Well, let's tell the truth. You want to tell the truth?
I be messing up on Mother's Day? Yeah. Mother's Day, okay. I wish we could get back to what I used to. I used to just cook a bunch of food. But Angel, you can't get anything for the woman that has everything.
Right. So
it's hard. Like
I actually had ideas for him this year, but he didn't ask until the day before.
No, I know. I did. I had an idea.
Okay.
And then I remember I said I was going to do this, but then I thought, you idiot. Why would you add to the problem by giving her this gift? And I didn't realize that until like on a Friday, that Friday before.
Right. And the idea I
had. And I heard her complaining about it. I was like, why would I? I said, I'm sorry. And that's when I asked you. I said, I had planned on doing this, and I realized it's just going to exacerbate the issue. I said, so I need ideas. And
so
that's how we got here.
The other idea I had for him was a sweet grass basket from South Carolina, because I've gotten so into learning about the Gitche Gullah people, as well as the fact that my heritage is connected to those people, even though my people were in North Carolina, which is a different culture, but that's the like migration of slavery is not. So my people came through the same place. Anyways, I was like, oh, so it would be nice to have things that represent that culture in the house. And the sweetgrass baskets are really beautiful. Y'all know I've said it multiple times. I'm trying to have more black art in my house. So I was like, oh, that could be something. But it would have been too late when it came in on Mother's Day. So then he was like, the spa. And I was like, you know, I can take myself to the spa. I said, when I'm ready, we're going to get an organizer. And that's the gift. But anyways, the cleaners is the house is just the.
Yeah, somebody said you want black people to get rid of that trait of pre-cleaning. Look, we're trying to get a quote from these people.
Yeah.
So we don't want them to come in and see the house the way it is now, because then they're going to put us at a higher quote. If they come in and see a fairly clean house, they'll be like, oh, okay, this ain't going to be that much trouble. And then we shock their ass like 3 months later.
Yes, because let me tell you, the last people we had give us a quote said $450 a week, every week.
Yeah, and I said $400.
That's $1,800. That's more than daycare.
You need to be cooking for me. That's the case.
You need to be cooking.
And buying the food. Food is in that price.
You need to be doing sexual favors. Absolutely. There's a lot of things.
We both need hand jobs.
All of
it. We need the scratching of the DJ and what is this one called? Checking the mic.
Mic check, 1, 2, yes. 1, 2. What's Scott, you feeling some type of way? You handsome. You so sexy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You want to. I'm going to tell you what's got. Look, y'all know a few weeks ago, I don't know, month or two, maybe three ago, got some wisdom teeth pulled at the top. These two wisdom teeth. Now I think I have a piece of this remaining wisdom tooth coming through the side of my gum.
What? Did you tell Dr. Igwe?
I'm about to tell him. It just now got painful, like yesterday. It just happened. I could feel something, like a kind of hard. You know how your gums have ridges and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your teeth under it. I could feel something over here for a while, like after I finally got the courage to put my tongue back in after I had my wisdom teeth pulled. And I could feel like a lump, but I didn't pay no attention. I was like, all right, it's just a lump.
Yeah.
Really wasn't paying attention. And then over the last couple of days, I feel like a little bitty of a little, just a bit of a tip, like kind of sharp. I'm like, huh. And then yesterday when I was eating, it was like scraping my like inside of my jaw and it hurts.
I'm sorry.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Like when I don't, it don't bother me until I'm chewing and I guess I'm pressing my cheek against that.
Call her today.
Uh-huh. I'm going
to
text her.
Or either you need to stop texting her.
I'm checking the other side.
She is a businesswoman. Call the office.
I know. I need to call the office.
I mean, or you need to call the office of the oral surgeon that did the work.
I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to deal with them no more.
You spoiled. Dr. Igwe, I don't want to talk to them people no more.
But, yeah, that just happened yesterday. Mm. One more thing has got on my nerves here lately.
Oh, you got things today.
Just one thing. Yeah. So, then started teaching Marcus how to drive. Took him out driving, what's the day, Wednesday? So, Monday. Took him out driving Monday. And I'm teaching him how to drive in the little car that we got our assistant that we now have. Or not the assistant, but we now have this car.
Because we don't have the assistant.
Because we don't have the assistant anymore. And when I tell, and we was about to, you know, sell the car, then Angel, you know, she thought it was a good idea. She's like, well, Mark's about to learn how to drive. Better off just keeping the car. And that way, if he ends up side swiping something, it ain't one of our trucks. I'm like, good point. And when I tell you, the car is set for a while. Mm-hmm. I would start it every now and then, realize the battery was dead. And this is one of those cars where, you know, they kind of, these cars are, from what I hear, pretty easy to steal. They're known for getting stolen. So what I do is I remove a bunch of relays.
Right.
Every time it's parked, I just, a couple relays I snatch out. That way you get in it, turn the key, ain't nothing going to happen. Anyway, go get in it. I said, you know what? He's got his permit now. We got the, I need to make sure the car can pass smog check.
Yeah.
For those that ain't in California places, some places a car gets so old, you got to get a smog check to make sure the emissions is low enough. I was like, I don't know if this thing will pass. If not, we're not going to get it insured, and I'm not going to pay this registration, and we just need to get rid of the thing because I'm not going to pay to, you know, get it working right. And when I tell you, I spent like 2 days working on this car trying to get it running right, finally took it up there. The first time to do smog check, he was like, because I told him, he saw all the tools in the passenger seat because I had been working on it. He said, you've been working on a car? I was like, yeah. He said, did you pull the battery? I was like, yeah, actually, I had to swap out the battery. He was like, oh, he said, it's not going to pass. You got to, once you disconnect the battery and plug it back in, you have to drive it for like 60, 70 miles before all that stuff clears. I'm like, got it. So I said, perfect. At least it'll give me a chance to drive the car around, make sure it's good. So I drove it around this big, long loop for a day or two, took it back up there, it passes. I'm like, cool. Before I took it up there, the night before I took it up there, one of the belts breaks as I'm going out, trying to run up the miles on it so it can pass smog check. So went and got one of the belts, put that belt on there. It took me probably 2 hours to put that belt on because it was hard as hell. I had to get Marcus to help me, a series of ropes and chains trying to pull this belt on there. Got it on. Cool. Pass smog check. Out with Marcus driving on. This was last week. Then Monday, I'm out driving around with Marcus in his parking lot. He's getting the hang of it. So we about to go home. I'm like, we're going to do one more loop, and then we can, I'll, you know, drive to the house. So as we doing this last loop, hear all this noise. It almost sounds like water's gushing out the bottom of it. I'm like, oh no.
So as I get out, you know, I haven't heard this full story.
When we were on the phone, which remember I said, what is that noise?
Mm-hmm.
You was like, oh no. I said, all right, let me call you back. So this is what happened. I get out. I'm already looking on the ground, just expecting to see a whole bunch of coolant or pray for God wasn't oil draining out of this thing. And I keep hearing the noise and I'm like, what? I'm like, Marcus, rev the engine. And then the noise speeds up. I'm like, pop the hood. It's another belt. Mm. And this belt is just flying around everywhere. Inside the thing. It's this belt was to the coolant and the water pump and all that. So I'm like, all right, let's hurry and get it home because I think it might start to overheat. Sure enough, we sitting at the light.
Smoke.
No, not smoke, but it started getting the warning. Engine's overheated, shut off. I'm like, God dang it. So
long. I ain't heard none of this.
It just happened. Well, yeah, that happened. And then after that, that's why it's been parked. And I just got, I'm not doing that belt. I'm going to take it somewhere to, yeah, it's a Hyundai. It's not a Kia. Basically a Kia. Kia and Hyundai, same company. I got to take that up there to get that belt swapped out because I'm not getting, and it's hot out here right now. I'm not getting under that car to change that belt. So that's also what's got me feeling some type of way.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe. What's got you feeling good other than me?
Couple of things got me feeling good. One, I just finished the Delta Gyms program for the 2024-2025 program year for my sorority and my chapter, San Fernando Valley Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I was one of the co-chairs. And we had about 26 girls, and we ended with 24, and 22 were at the culmination along with their family because we invited parents. We told the girls to dress in business attire. All of my chapter members who came were in their red business attire. And I volunteered some girls a month before. All these girls were told a month before. There were four girls that I said, you all are performing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out they had gifts. So we had one sing, one did an original spoken word, one did a monologue from Hidden Figures, and one was supposed to play her viola, but she wasn't able to come because she was at one of our school's events. It wasn't her mother was one of the people setting up. She was like, I'm not going to be able to get her there. I also made all 22 girls write a 1 to 2 minute speech about what they learned from Delta Gyms and one of their favorite things that had happened, either or. Now, mind you, some of these girls are extremely shy. Like, I probably heard them say all of four words the entire over 6 months I've been with these girls. When I tell you the things that they said about had me broke down to just a puddle. They were able to give specificity of things that really touched them, that really touched their heart. There was one girl who was like, I really want to say a special thank you to Miss Angel for how she always included me and, you know, spoke to me. This young lady on the spectrum, very much so on the spectrum. And I was just like shocked that just – because what I would do, I knew all the girls' names for the most part. Like, I memorized their names. So I always made sure if we were in discussion, I would make them join the discussion. I was like, you have something that you can offer of value to the discussion. And at top of some of the meetings, I would be like, tell me something good that happened in your week so we can celebrate you. So we would do that. Like, one young lady, her celebration was – I went to the prom, and luckily I actually had her prom picture, so I made everybody see her in her prom dress. I was like, and baby, she looked good, right? So a lot of the girls, most of the girls mentioned, because of us living in the San Fernando Valley, for a lot of them, they are one of very few Black girls in their grade, sometimes in their school. So this is the only environment for some of them where they are around Black girls their age and Black women. And this was a place that they saw as a safe space. And I made them speak because I was like, if this is a safe, everybody should be able to speak in a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand you declining if the space that you're in is not safe. So the fact that all of them rose to the occasion, I mean, it just filled my heart. I was so happy that my committee got to hear all the words that these girls said, because it then makes them realize, oh, the work I'm doing is important. And it make them do it again next year because they realize we are being impactful. There was one session I would have never thought these girls would have been in love with. It was on skincare. They literally were learning about how to clean their face, like the use of what toner does, what certain serums do. At least four of those 22 girls were like, my favorite session was that skincare session. I had no idea that these were the things that I was supposed to be doing with my face. I was like, something so small was so impactful. So anyways, almost all of them were like, and I will be back next year.
That's dope.
Yeah, I was like, your parent is not forcing you. You are saying, I want to be in the space. And most of them were like, I didn't have any idea what I was getting into when my mother signed me up for this. But I am so glad that she did. I was like, we gave them each a rose. We gave them the bags that I worked on and the stuff that was in it. We gave the two seniors blankets that had pictures of them at the gyms. And it said, congratulations, gym. And then whatever their name was on the thing. It was just so beautiful. The girls who did their talents. Girls got the skills, okay? It was beautiful. My mother was there recording, so I just was so happy about that. And then the last thing that I was going to say that I was happy about is that it's almost summer. I'm excited.
Talk on girls, such a sweet group of girls.
Oh, it is. It's such a sweet. What's going to be great is that I do the, we start the Cotillion program, and you'll be a trained volunteer. Only because all the parents will have to be trained volunteers because they'll come into the sessions more and you'll get to see, because a lot of the gyms want to be Cotillion people in our, sorry guys. And this is not getting edited out. Our son will be in the Botillion. So you'll get to see girls and boys that are just so, that are just so sweet and goofy. Yeah. But yeah, no, the girls are really sweet. They are just so blessed. So freaking blessed. But I am excited about this Cotillion Botillion program. I was brainstorming on the way to do Here's the Thing. And I was like, this thing is about to be that joint. This is about to be like Kai and Sai, when they get to come and watch the Cotillion and Botillion, they will be so excited when it is their turn to do it. And so excited. I don't even know what to do myself. I don't know what to do. But yeah, anyways, it's just, I feel blessed that I am able to still carry out my passion to mentor. That's one thing my therapist said. She said, that is something that's in you to mentor people. She was like, so you do have to feed that. So I'm glad that that had me feeling great. What about you?
It's got me feeling good. As y'all know, like I said before, been on my health kick, so I'm feeling good about that. Something that I talked to Patreon privately last week, I've been working on that whole thing. And then the possibilities of what I'm working on currently is got me excited. It's got me really excited. It's because I'm trying to link it to other stuff that I've been working on. And launching everything and just writing the little thing mentally, I'm like, oh, this is going to be, I'm excited. Look, ain't nobody else got to like it. I'm going to love it. So that, and then summer, I'm excited. One, of course, the whole Essence thing. Do you know anything about that? You don't know? Oh, nothing. Not sure if we was going, but
yeah, we'll be at Essence. We're definitely going to be at Essence.
Not sure if, what was I going to say? Oh, not traveling as much this year.
Yeah.
For summer. And that kind of, you know, because usually over the summer, past 2-3 years, we do a lot of traveling throughout the summer. And then as soon as we're done, we're going back to the day-to-day hustle of getting the kids to school and from school and all that stuff. And so I feel like this summer got a little more free time to work on the things that, you know, been put to the back burner. But yeah, that's what got me feeling good.
I'm so happy you're feeling good. I'm excited about our summer. I say it's less traveling, but I feel like I might be delusional about that. But regardless, I'm excited for the summer. Excited for the kids to be at home. I'm excited to really help Marcus take himself to the next level. We come hella high water.
Yeah, me and Kyle yesterday.
Who?
Me and Lillian, we talked yesterday about the hurdles.
Is he gonna do it?
Yeah. When he can, because, you know, he's working up north. But
he can also give him things to work on.
No, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh, man. I am so glad that the way we look at therapy is not the way we looked at it when I was growing up. Specifically, being a Black woman growing up in a very predominantly Black culture, therapy wasn't something that was thought of as something that we did as a people. And I'm so glad that the stigma has been erased from it. And now it's more so like, why ain't you in therapy? Like, therapy is not just for when you are broken. Therapy is to help you maintain the type of mental health that you want in life. You know, same way my husband is in the gym. He doesn't plan on stopping when he gets to the point of the health that he wants. He wants to maintain that health. Well, mental health awareness is growing, and that's great, but there is still progress to be made, okay? 26% of Americans who participated in a recent survey say they avoided seeking mental health due to fear of judgment. I feel so bad about that. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts families, workplaces, and entire communities. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Let's encourage people and everyone to take care of their well-being and break the stigma. The world is a better place when people are healthy and happy. I cannot tell you how much therapy allowed me to put myself in a space where I felt like not only did I have control over my life, but I was okay with the moments where I did not. That I was okay with understanding that I can't control everything, and it's okay to allow the chips to fall where they need to fall. And the weight that that lifted off of my shoulders, the burden, the anxiety, and therapy was the only reason why that happened. Well, if you are thinking about doing therapy, I want to tell you right now that BetterHelp has more than 10 years of experience in matching people with the right therapist from their diverse network of more than 30,000. That's right, you heard it, 30,000 licensed therapists with a wide range of specialties. So it doesn't really matter what you're going through. They're going to have somebody that's able to speak to that and help you through that, right? BetterHelp is all done online, which allows what? Great accessibility, great affordability, and convenience. And that's what we need in today's life and pressures and all the things that we have to juggle. And it serves over, BetterHelp has served over 5 million people worldwide. Also, it's great. You can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost. So listen, we want you to find the right therapist, not just any therapist. We're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Look, y'all, as y'all know, or y'all may not know, I don't spend a lot of time on the ticks of the talk. I usually just go over there to post. And one of the reasons I don't go over there, because the algorithm is not catered to me on my TikTok because I'm never over there. So it usually shows me stuff that it just be some weird crap going on. Oh, I think usually stuff that's, it seems like it would cater to people who we don't both have the same native language. I'm just like, why is it showing me this? Anyway, week before last, I went over there, I was posting something, and I kept seeing all these things. I'm just waiting on my thing to post. I kept seeing all these things to where, I don't know where it came from, but apparently gingers are excited and emotional about being Black or having Black lineage. I don't know 100% what it was. I just keep seeing these videos, and most of them was funny. It was like, look, don't mess this up. You know, when you come to the barbecue, first of all, there's a checkpoint at the front at the barbecue. You ain't just walking into the backyard, because that's how you don't come through the house. You come through the side. You didn't know that, did you? You come through the side gate. There's a bodyguard. There's a guard standing watch letting certain people in. Like they let Drake slip in. He wasn't supposed to be in there.
Oh.
He came with somebody else.
Oh.
But anyway, the woman who said gingers are Black, I don't know. Yeah, there's a big trend going on right now.
Oh,
how do you feel about this whole thing?
Well, first of all, the trend and already went south because, you know.
Oh, of course.
White folks take things too far.
Yeah.
And they like, all right, now, well, yeah, you done revoked everybody's blackness,
yeah.
Redhead folks.
I didn't expect it to last, even if it was real.
It's what I actually think is so crazy is that we all know that we're the cool kids, right? That black folk are the cool kids. They're the kids that everybody kind of wants to be like,
yes.
But your parents say you can't hang out with them.
Absolutely.
So it's crazy to see how quickly people are like, oh, my God, I get to be one of y'all. But actually,
nah.
You don't be wanting to be one of us.
Yeah, you want all the swag with none of the struggle.
It boggles my mind because I know, I've seen it multiple times. People always, you know, the same thing when they're like, oh, I'm almost as tan as you. Like when white folks say that, when they've, it's just like, what is your obsession with wanting to be like us, but also wanting to play us as the villain? It is the craziest mind F that I'm like, I want to sometimes be like, do y'all hear yourselves?
This is truly, like what you were saying, truly goes into the love-hate situation that we have with them and pretty much everybody.
Uh-huh.
It's like they fear our success. They fear our happiness. They fear it to the point of hating it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like they will pick every single opportunity to take advantage of anything that they can that has anything to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
As far as hairstyles, looks, that's where the lip injections came from. That came from the motherland, the full lips.
Mm.
The underwear pads that now turned into something else completely, even in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
The tanning, even the racist ass president.
Yeah.
He's orange. He don't even pick the right color to tan. These people get skin cancers just to try to look a little more like us.
It's
because you can't deny the beauty. You can't deny the art, the intel. You can't deny none of this. And it's just like, then when you get this whole, like I said, I don't know where it came from, the whole gender. But what's funny is the stuff that I was seeing is, look, I don't know. Me, when I, just the same way as most white people just see other black people, I only see other white people.
Right.
So whether blonde, brunette, redhead, whatever it may be, I only see white.
Right.
So the fact that in their own community, they are treated as a sub-level in so many different scenarios of being, you know, you heard the saying redhead stepchild, or they're treated a certain way in their own cultures. I was like, oh my God. Oh, thank you. Like our struggles are so similar. They not.
They honestly are not.
Ain't no cop ever treated you as, ain't nobody of authority, whether it's a bank, a manager, nobody treated you a certain way negatively to the degree of treating a black person just because your head is red.
That's the only similarity,
or
is
beard
that
or whatever.
You all have a very quick visual indicator, but the level of treatment is nowhere near the same.
Absolutely not.
No, it would, not to digress, but kind of still on the same topic. It's like, excuse me, you have tried to make something that we know is a blessing of ours and tried to convince us that it is a curse. But you know that it's a lie.
Right.
So it keeps coming out. You keep showing your slips. Your slip is showing. It's basically like, for the longest time, they used to make caricatures of black people's bodies, like over-exaggerating how big the lips are, over-exaggerating the bigness of our eyes, over-exaggerating the size of our butts in these caricatures, trying to make us feel like we are these ghoulish looking creatures, but then you end up showing your slip by getting the lip injections, by getting BBLs, by doing things, eye lifts to kind of open up your eyes so that you can look like you have larger eyes.
And long before the BBLs and all that stuff, y'all remember the dresses back in the Western days and the even before?
With the petticoats and the things.
The petticoats and all that to make the waist real small and then the butt look big. What do y'all think? That didn't come from Europe. They got that look from Africa and was like, oh, Claude, that's a beautiful look. Let's do that. And they went and invented this whole thing to make it a whole issue of getting dressed and undressed.
It's definitely a mind game that they're playing, because I have grown, like the rest of us, have grown up seeing that there was this standard of beauty that was considered the complete opposite of the stereotype that is put on Black women. Obviously, not every Black woman is extremely curvy. Not every Black woman has full lips. So I'm not saying that this is what we all have as features. But the things, the stereotype that they put out, that they tried to say was unattractive, is the thing that they are running towards. Even when it comes to our hair, they are obsessed with being able to have braids.
I didn't know until last year that over in the Asian countries, like, they are doing things to make their hair look nappy.
Oh, you had never seen that before?
I saw that for the first time last year.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been doing that for a while.
What?
It's like a perm. You know how white people used to get perms back in the day?
Yeah.
They used to get curly perms.
Uh-huh. Oh, to give them curls.
Yes. So this is just an extreme version of that in order for them to be able to pick out their hair and have, like, fades.
Yeah, boxes and fades and stuff. I'm like, hey. Now, when you grow up and become a corporate America and you got president of your Fortune 500 company, don't turn away the dude that you used to dress like.
Jaina or Gianna Sanders. Miss Sanders in our comments says that in Korea they call it a yippie perm.
That's insane.
A yippie perm. I mean, we're the cool, like,
we are.
We're the cool kids of the world, not just of the U.S.
No.
Jaina, thank you, of the world. So it is not surprising that the redhead folk got so excited to be claimed as our Black brethren and sister. But it's also not surprising that they messed that up real fast.
Absolutely.
They messed this little fun jokey joke we were doing.
Because this is the thing. Let's say it was real and they discovered this. It's almost like you getting in the car, like, all right, you want to get in? Yeah, I want to ride with y'all to the destination. All right, if you get in this car, you're going to sit down, you're going to put the seatbelt on, and you're going to stay in here the entire time. Soon as this hill starts getting steep and we run out of brakes, stay in this damn car. Ain't going to be no boys in the hood, let me out, Craig, now. Mm-hmm. Or let me out, Doughboy, now. You keep your ass right here in this car.
You in the car.
You
with
ain't
us.
Going nowhere. And keep that same energy when you get out the car. Get out now. Don't go over there and talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't be looking back and gossiping with it. No, you keep that same energy when we not around. Make it uncomfortable for people that don't look like us to talk about us.
Yeah.
Let them know, hey, that ain't cool.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. I was listening to some of the stories and I was just like, dang, I didn't know this about gingers, that they be going through this in their own little community, or, you know, to an extent in their own little community or whatever. And then I could see as kids, you know, kids are just going to be kids. But I'm like, as grown adults, like, you see that you still got a strong privilege.
I think some of them do. Some of them do. But again, some, you know, people got to ruin the fun. And here we are.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. I just thought that was interesting. So, sports.
Yes, sir.
This is just one thing I want to bring up. A little on the same vein, but also not. I'll be watching mainly basketball, college football a little bit, but mainly basketball. Talked about how trash the, you know, NBA is right now, especially the officiating. However, if you think the NBA officiating is awful, try watching the WNBA.
Do you feel like the officiators are just
Angel,
terrible?
It's like they are watching the game in an alternate universe in their memory at the same time and calling what's going on in that game and not seeing the current game.
Oh, wow.
It's painful.
Really?
It is horrible. But anyway, so I didn't start watching the WNBA. A lot of people put that favor on Caitlin Clark. However, mine is probably a remnant of that, because I started watching the WNBA because of Angel Reese. Mm-hmm. And then I started going all the way in. So now I'm like fully in. But the big hype with Angel Reese is probably because of Caitlin Clark and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So last week they played each other's teams.
Fever in the Sky.
Fever and the Sky, they played each other.
I know.
Chicago Sky, they Indiana already know
what
Fever.
It is. They already know what it is.
Anyway, so, of course, there's always been a rivalry. They've always had a rivalry. They have respect for each other. Don't know if they really like each other, but respect each other all the same. Coming down the court, Angel Reese is fouled. The refs call it a flagrant. She's fouled by Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know anything about this? Did you see this?
I've covered it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you see the foul?
Yes.
Do you think it was a flagrant foul or just a basketball play?
I think it, in the discussion that we had, I feel like there's a form of basketball where that is just a foul. That is just playing aggressive, and that is a foul. But I also think there is a form of basketball that is currently being played that is a flagrant foul.
Ah. See, I disagree. I think that was just a normal basketball play. If it was, and people want to put it on black and white, It ain't black and white. It's Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Well, you know what?
If it was Sarah and Shanika, it would have been a regular-ass foul. They would have got up, walked off.
Well, because flagrant is intentional, correct?
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Unnecessary. And typically, an unnecessary foul is one that could have been prevented. Meaning, like, if somebody goes up to, like, block a shot, right, and they literally are swinging at the ball, but they accidentally come in contact with the other player, that's not considered flagrant. It's just a foul.
Yeah.
But then there are times where it's just like, you could have avoided. You could have. What you were doing was not going to help you in no way of stopping this play from happening without you making contact. And in that sense.
Yeah, well, there's no shot fouls, too, which can be upgraded to a flagrant where they're just trying to keep the person from shooting the ball, just trying to prevent the point.
Yeah.
And that could have been the follow-through. But even in that instant, like, I feel like if it wasn't Caitlin Clark that committed the foul on her, she wouldn't have reacted the way she did.
Now, Caitlin is bringing in a piece of the puzzle that you didn't bring up, so I don't know if that would change anything.
What?
You know, Angel had just fouled one of their players.
Absolutely. She pushed the hell out of her.
Right. So I do believe it was more so called flagrant because it seemed like it was in retaliation too.
So the other problem with that is usually there was a rule that started, last year, I think. When they go back to review a foul, if they see something else, they can call that. The refs, as trash as they are, should have called that foul by Angel Reese by pushing old girl.
Flagrant.
And it would have been a double technical, a double flagrant.
No, because what was it? Was it just called a technical foul?
A flagrant foul.
No. Angel Reese's foul. Was it not considered flagrant? It was just called a technical foul, no?
I don't think they, did they penalize her at all for that, the push?
I can't remember. I'll look it up, but continue.
Usually if there's something like that, they offset each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Angel definitely did. I forgot about that. She definitely did the whole thing. But most of the thing was Caitlin Clark doing what she did, and then it'd be calling a flagrant. I'm like, if you're going to let the Angel Reese thing go, you let that one go too.
Well, this is what I don't want to let go. And if we had somebody working here today behind the cameras, I would tell them to put it on my single. But I can't say it because nobody's back there, so I'm going to stay in the center camera. I want to call out the sports ball doll. Mel Mitchell. And right here, right now, the number one sports analyst on digital media, Angel Laquita Moore Tanksley, aka That Chick Angel, is calling you out on a one-on-one basketball game. Mel Mitchell. What is it, boo?
Basketball game, not analyzing, but y'all gonna play each other?
Are we playing? Because she thinks she cute. Because she got that. She got the Angel Wilson, her new gear. That's not going to save you. Because I got the Euro step roll.
That's exactly what it looked like.
You hear it. You see it. Either when you here in L.A. or when I'm in Atlanta. We playing. And we gonna. I'm going to cut this. And I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send you this
Pull
social
up.
Media clip. Pull up. We playing.
How is it going to be?
Put it up or shut it up. Yeah. Yeah. I digress.
All right. We're going to have a... This is going to be Mel Reese and Angel Clark.
Listen. Nah, Angel Wilson over here. Yeah. She ain't. Don't
you
even.
You don't even like wearing closed toe shoes though. Like, what you?
I don't know, but we gonna figure it out.
All right.
Yeah. Pull up.
Well, Mel, you got the Euro step to. You got to figure out how to get around that.
Now, mind you, Mel is a whole decade younger than me.
Yes, she
but
is.
But I ain't worried. She ain't got no kids on her body. I got four.
Yeah.
I ain't worried.
That's your advantage?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are you calling that out?
That dick angel is coming out. Is it? Big Ange. Because I said when I play, stud angel's going to be. I'm going to be like, all right, girl.
You're going to be out there shirtless.
I'm going to be smacking her butt. All right, girl. Yeah. I got
wow.
it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be good.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm going to have Chance coach me.
See how long it lasts, too.
I'm going to ask them. I'm going to be like, Tab and Chance, can we do the game in y'all's backyard at y'all's court?
Oh, yeah. We're going to promote. I'm promoting this. This is my event.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to be like, Chance, come on now. I need you to coach me. Now, got to get me God. Ready.
Anyway, this went way left real quick. How much time we got?
I don't know. When did we start? So wait a minute. So besides going ham in the gym, I'm sure all summer, and getting your son ready for track season next year, because I want him ready. Is there something that you are hoping to do this summer with our, you know, we won't have the commute with the kids to take them to and from school. Is there something that you're hoping to do with your extra time?
Yeah, get these photo booths out to these weddings and stuff. Nah.
Oh, you know what? While we over here saying how much time we got, I think we have another ad that I didn't do.
You might want to check it out.
Yes, indeedy.
Run it.
Listen here. We are so excited to have Shopify sponsor today's podcast. Here's the thing. When we started this podcast, we were not thinking about no goddamn e-commerce. As far as in how were we going to be able to get products out to our supporters. But eventually that happened. Marcus started his beard and body butter business. I started my self-care business. And when I tell you we are not experts... But luckily, there was a platform that was able to basically partner with us to help us get our products out to you. And that business tool / partner is Shopify. And having that right tool made all the difference. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel, Gymshark, to brands just getting started. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are strolling and scrolling. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
So yes, what are you hoping to get, like, make happen this summer?
It's a lot of stuff with the boys I've been wanting to do. And things that they've been asked, like, we used to ride our bikes all the time. I want to get back into doing that. The only thing is, this is the problem. As soon as we get the time to do it, it'd be too hot. I'm gonna have to put lights on all their bikes. We're gonna have to start doing like late evening rides or something.
They can handle the heat.
I can't. Can't handle that heat out there. Doing all that pedaling, ain't no shade.
We absolutely
get out of here, Angel. You of all people.
Yeah, me of all people.
Hush up.
Why are you so rude?
I ain't rude. You ain't realistic. No, so yeah, wanting to do more with them. And I feel like, granted, it's only been like 3 years. I feel like it's been, I'm saying we're going to have all this free time. And then over the next 3 weeks, it'd be like, oh, we got to do this, and this. If I feel like it's been like 10 years since we've had like a quote unquote open summer.
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long, but.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit. It has. So. Mainly wanting to do stuff with them and because I don't want them sitting in the house and just looking at their tablets, and I don't want to have to run them around all these different camps and crap either.
Oh, no. The twins and Amar, they probably going to be at that camp that's around the corner.
I don't mind that camp. That'd be scaring me, too. Y'all, we pull up to this camp. On your way in, you're passing 40 signs talking about watch out for the rattlesnakes.
It's so many.
You look at all these signs, and then that you get up there, and it's like thousands of ground squirrels.
So many.
And I'm like, get rid of the squirrels, and you get rid of the snakes.
Because it looked like a buffet for snakes. It looked like the Golden Corral. Snakes and
hawks. It does.
Yeah, because it is, I'm telling you, squirrel conference time. It is squirrel. My husband flashing y'all with his crotch. What was that? But that one's close. Well, actually, now, this is the rip and running that we might have to do. The boys will start martial arts.
Oh, yeah, that's good. We got to find something close.
Yeah. No,
that ain't cross town. Because even their piano lessons, I'm like, why are we driving all the way over here?
But I got to see if I can get a piano lesson close. Because we're going to also, we have credits at their piano, and I want them to actually keep playing piano. I plan on, and I want Amar to start piano. I need him to go ahead and put some focus into something.
He's gifted.
Yeah, he is.
In a lot of different things, but he's just a jerk. Voice.
He is. He's a jerk too. I promised him he could sleep in the bed this weekend.
All right, this weekend.
Yeah, I said, you have to wait until this weekend. He said, so tonight? I said, this is not the weekend. He said, can I sleep in your bed on Sunday? I said, yes. Okay, so for my eldest son, one, I want to make sure his gym routine is locked in because I know he wants to try to get a little yoked up, and I want him to have that. I want him to be able to experience arms out Marcus.
I need him to want it.
He does, but I understand how sometimes your discipline and what you want are not aligning up.
So I get it too.
So sometimes he needs a little bit of a push to get him into the routine, okay? Also, want to help him get stronger in driving, obviously, to get himself super confident. And then,
no more Ubers for me.
He also is either getting a job or an internship this summer.
Yeah.
One or both. Something is happening. And then last but not least, being on top of him of getting his content up, because that is still a path that he is really considering. And I'm like, well, you actually have the means to start it right now, so get it together. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Actually, the last but not least is he might end up being the Black Student Union president this coming year. So helping him build a structure so that he's just doing plug and play, so that he doesn't feel any stress behind it, that it's just plug and play stuff that you're doing. For the twins, getting them into martial arts. They've been wanting it, and I do believe it'll be helpful for them, and they'll take it super duper seriously.
Yeah, they just haven't had the schedule for it.
Right. With us having to commute them to school, it just tears up anything that's not at the school for them to do. And then getting them back into piano and possibly the camp around the corner, so they're not sitting at home looking at us. And then Amar, the piano and the camp. I don't know necessarily know if I want him in martial arts or not, but we'll see. Hell, it might actually make him more obedient.
More disciplined.
Yes. And then for me, getting a clean house. If I can pull that off. I was
going to say, it's the hardest time to do it.
If I can pull that off. I mean, I have a lot of work things. I'm going to Lexington for Soul Feast. I think I'm taking the whole family. I'm not sure. Me and Marcus have to discuss it. I'm going to Essence, which is then like 2 weekends after that. I got to figure out what I'm going to do for my birthday. Rewind. After Soul Feast, I have the Jack and Jill Teen Conference. Forgot about that. Then I have the Delta Convention in D.C. And then Our Trip, which there are components that are not coming together, which are pissing me off. So I'm like, am I going to have to pivot and choose a whole nother place? Better not have to. So, yeah, these are the things that I have on my plate. And then we do our camping trip in August. I'm so excited about that daggone camping trip.
No, I'm not yet.
But you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, we ain't taking as much stuff this year.
Do you really feel like we had too much stuff?
Yes.
We had the bikes. The bikes are what take up stuff. The bikes.
There was a lot of stuff we took that we didn't absolutely use, like, at all. I think we need to pack like we going to Kentucky and the bikes. Because the back of the truck was full.
We had
I had the seat laid down.
Because we had a cooler because we brought food to put in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. There's grocery store right around the corner.
So just get the groceries from there. Okay, absolutely. That's one thing. And don't forget, we had an extra child.
Yeah, we did.
We won't have the extra child, but we will have an extra dog.
Oh, God. Nah, we're going to have to get somebody to have set with them aboard. I am not dealing with him on no campground.
You think he'll act up?
Because he can't. It's not like we're going to. There's no fenced-in yard. So all of his exercising and going out, he's going to have to be on leash doing that the whole time.
Oh, and that's, you feel like that's too
much? That's too much because I'm going to be the one doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would have a blast, though.
He wouldn't have a blast because he would never be able to be off leash.
But I still think he would have a blast getting to know all the people, getting all the different smells. You know, dogs love all the different smells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the dogs might not get to come. Okay.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot. Like, the campground is nice, but also there's not like a lot to, like, go hike. Like, if I could go off into the woods or something. That area surrounded by, it's not in the city or anything, but there's no like wilderness to go off and just, oh, let's just go over here. Especially, I ain't doing that in California.
There's a little dog park. I did take a Lala over there I took her over there in the morning and she just ran around and played.
It was a fenced in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to Google Earth it and see what it looked like.
It was fenced in. I did then put her right back on leash when somebody brought their dog up in there. I was just like, I don't know your dog.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I don't
really know her yet. So. Yeah,
I don't do dog parks.
That's the only time she's been in one.
I don't recommend anybody do dog parks. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems. And he's so far has done good with other dogs. But yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a lot.
To take the two dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She wouldn't be a problem. I think it would be him.
Right. But if we're going to have.
Just annoying.
Jesus, sweetheart. With her new little haircut, we got to get her new food. Because that baby got allergies. And
I got 12:30 meeting, so got to get up out of here.
You got 12:30 meeting?
Yeah.
When were you going to tell me this?
I'm telling you right now. End it. Thank y'all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. AFAM Patreon. We need to. I'll tell you about it. We're going to catch y'all next week. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and all that. Marcus ain't on that platform or Tank Don't Talk. It's all the same stuff. Beard and Body Butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Angel, going to let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at That Chick Angel on Instagram, That Chick Angel TV on TikTok, That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, Angel the Actress on Instagram. I'm also on Red Note as That Chick Angel.
All right, y'all.
I'm on Patreon.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll holla at y'all next week, fam.
At Shop Mama Likes.
You go check that out. Just go on the website, look at it.
PhotoBoothSupply.co, BetterHelp, and Shopify.com. I'll be at Soul Feast in Lexington, June 21st. Also, check out my single, I Just Want to Shake My M1 Margarita. They're both great songs for the summer. We also have a new dog. Her name is... Stop recording. Love you guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.